Welcome to Temple Street Hospital School Podcast.
In these podcasts, students from the hospital school talk to some of the wonderful staff that care for them on a day-to-day basis.
In this podcast, we are talking to one of our primary pupils, Shannon, about her own personal journey and her experiences here in Temple Street Hospital. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Kira.
Shannon, do you want to tell us why you're here in hospital in Temple Street?
I am in Temple Street because on the 15th of February, I was at a GAA presentation when I got a very bad headache, and when I came home I got very, very sick and got rushed into hospital immediately.
Okay. And why did they have to bring you into hospital, Shannon? What was it?
They had to bring me into hospital because I had a blood vessel that actually popped and caused a bleed in the brain, so I got rushed to Beaumont immediately. I went to Temple Street Children's Hospital and...
Did you have surgery?
Yeah.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Okay. And Shannon, how did you feel coming into hospital?
I felt alright. I understood that I had to go to hospital to get better. Do all my physio and my OT.
Very good. And were you nervous? Were you a bit scared?
Just a little bit, because I didn't know exactly what was going on.
Okay. So Shannon, what do you do every day in hospital?
So every day I do my physio and my OT, and I do speech and language sometimes, not every day. And I do music therapy sometimes as well. And I do school every day as well.
Great. Oh my goodness, you're very busy. And what is physio?
Physio are people who work on my legs to help me stand and walk and just to practice my balance and all that.
And what is OT? What does that mean?
OT helps me work on my hand so it gets stronger and I'm able to use it properly again.
Very good. Does that mean occupational therapy?
It does.
And what do you do in speech and language?
Speech and language helps me with my swallow muscles and my memory as well.
And you said music as well, music therapy?
I did, yes.
You've done some lovely things in music therapy.
I have.
What have you done?
I wrote 2 songs and I've had 1 concert in the hospital, and so yeah, I really enjoy music therapy.
Very good. And you go to school every day. Do you like school in the hospital?
Yeah.
What kind of things have you been doing in school?
I've been doing a theme every day in school, which is under the sea. So we learn about creatures under the sea and about things happening under the sea and all that.
And do you mind going to school every day?
No, I don't mind at all, no.
And Shannon, do you get on well with all the staff in the hospital, the doctors, the nurses, the physio and everybody else?
I get on very well, yes I do. Get on very well with the staff.
You love having the chats?
Yes.
Is the food nice in hospital, Shannon?
Yes. Well, at least to me anyway. To some people it mightn't, but I love the food here.
What's your favourite thing to have for your dinner here?
Probably the mashed potato and gravy and like with the butchered chicken.
Lovely. That sounds yummy.
Yeah.
Are you ever bored in hospital?
No, I'm not ever bored because I'm just so busy and I don't know how or why there would be a reason to be bored. So I'm never bored in hospital, no.
When are you hoping to go home?
Soon enough anyway, but next week, this day week, I'm getting discharged, and then Saturday week I'm going home, because if I went home and did everything this day week, I would have been too tired to see any of my family, and I would have been too tired to do anything, so.
You must be very excited.
I am very excited, yeah.
Will you miss Temple Street when you go home?
A little bit, but not really, because like all the people are nice and all that, so.
Very good. Shannon, what advice would you give to another young person coming into hospital?
I'd say to stay positive, because like after when I first came here, I couldn't move my arm or my leg, and I thought positive, and I can officially move them. So
fantastic, well done.
That'd be my advice. Just stay positive.
It's great advice. Thanks, Shannon. Thank you.